Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
But there is nothing like the sight of an amputated spirit. There is no prosthetic for that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Peter Baker. This is Terry Wilson, and this is part two of building your email list, building a marketing list. I had 25 sort of simple ways that you could build a list, and I got through, I think, the first 16 in the last show and just ran out of time. So just to recap real quick, number one, create remarkable content. Number two, encourage your current email subscribers to share. Number three, promote an online contest. Number four, create multiple email subscriptions and types. Number five, reinvigorate a stale email list. If you got people that you sort of put on the back burner because they haven't opened up your recent emails, you want to put them on a back burner for a while, not to wear them out, and then, you know, come up, you know, a few months later and see what you can do. Number six, add a link to your signature line. And that's a big one. A lot of people just fail to just put that little simple thing right there. Hey, opt into a newsletter here and I'll give you some great content. Number seven, create a new lead gen offer. And what that is like a free ebook or white paper or something that requires visitors to give up their email address to be able to download it. Number eight, create a free online tool or resource. Have users sign up with their email address. For example, we created free tools like a free access to finding out what kind of personality type they have to fit, you know, the best job. You know, it's sort of like a personality test to say, okay, if you've got this personality type, this, and this, then you ought to go into this particular type of work, job. It would fit you best. So that's some of the things that we've done. Number nine, promote one of your lead gen offers on Twitter. And that's where we sort of got cut off on time in the last episode because I got into social media marketing and stuff, because at the end of the day, that's all your social media marketing should be doing, is driving traffic back to your site so people can opt in to your list, so then you can start sending them out content, showing them different nuances of your business, and just continually, you know, a lot of my clients have bought 5, 6, 10 products from me. So, you know, once you have a client, man, that is a jewel. Once you have someone that's on your list that is a raving fan, that is a jewel, because now I know for every piece of new content I create, for every new product I have out there, I have people that like to hear from Terry Wilson, believe it or not, that they want to see some new things that I'm doing, and they're there willing and able to make a purchase the next time I create something. So that's why it's so powerful that you start creating your list in social media, doing it on Twitter because of hashtags and search optimizations and things that you can do on Twitter. Man, you can drive a ton of traffic from Twitter. Facebook, number 10, you know, if you don't have a business page on Facebook, get you one, and then create a little opt-in form right there on your Facebook to get people to your mailing list. And Facebook has different plugins that you can use to, if you're using MailChimp or GetResponse or AWeber or Constant Contact. I promote CK Marketing because I think they have the absolute, when you look at what you pay for what you get, I don't think that there's another email software system out there that offers as much. And if you want information on them, you can go to terrywilson3.com/email. But they've got some great stuff, landing page creators, ways of, you know, following up to give free content away. I mean, they're just a lot of good stuff. So if you're doing social media marketing, like on your Twitter or Facebook, that's great. Number 11, add a call to action button on the top of your Facebook business page. We did that early on, and it's been great. Number 12, publish links to gated offers on your LinkedIn company page or an appropriate relevant LinkedIn page. So if you're in part of a LinkedIn group or something like that, and you, like, for instance, I'm in a ton of groups. I'm in real estate groups, insurance agents groups, entrepreneurial groups, and I will have something to offer each group. And so I'll have, like, if you want this, download over here. And then when I click on it, it says, give me your email so I can send this to you. And so I've got my autoresponder set up. So once that someone's opted into that list, it goes right out. So they are downloading or getting it to them, but I've captured their email. So then in a few days, I can say, hey, what did you think about that? And then, you know, follow up from that. And then they're sort of in my funnel and I'm warming up. I'm building rapport. You know, I'm building authority with them. I'm trying to create them more than anything else, create value with the relationship that we have, that they have with me, that I want them to value those emails. And that goes back to number one, just creating great content on your emails. But that's how you do it. And so that's one of the strategies I use with my LinkedIn. Number 13, Pinterest. And I got cut off in the last show, but I'm telling you, if you're not using Pinterest, you need to be using Pinterest. And you need to use two softwares with Pinterest that I recommend: Canva for great graphics, and then also, you know, CK Marketing to have that, you know, auto response and all that stuff on your email. So if you're a member at TerryWilson3.com, there's some training in your back office on exactly how to do that. But I'm telling you, that's what you need to be doing to build your list. Number 14, leverage your company's YouTube channel. Did you know you could create videos with links right in the middle of the video that they can opt in? You can definitely do that, and I recommend doing that. And so you want to do that, those calls to actions with the URLs right in the videos. That is going to give you a lot of opt-in traffic from YouTube. Number 15, promote your offers and email signups through your Google page. By making use of your Google Plus updates in your Google Plus About section, you can create opt-ins. So here again, one more social media channel that you need to be using. So on your website, here are some things. And if you're a member at TerryWilson3.com, you've got a blog, you've got a mobile website, you've got these things. So what you want to do is start putting opt-in forms all over your site in strategic places. Number 16, link to offers that capture email signups through your website. Don't make people dig around your site to stumble across subscription options. Keep your offers up front and include call to actions on just about every page on your website. So at TerryWilson3.com, you've got that slide area over to the side of your website that you can put a opt-in form right there, and it's on every page, every post, all the time, right there in front of them, so that if they see something they like, boom, they can subscribe right then and there. And you can put call to actions there. So that's what you want. Number 17, when creating content for guest blogging, if you do any of that, opportunities include a call to action, as well as a link for readers to subscribe to your site's blog or email database in your author's byline. So that's very important. And I'm telling you, I'm getting in. I have not used guest blogging a lot, but that is something I'm starting to use. And I'm telling you, it works, because what you're able to do is leverage some of their fans and having them opt in to your page, which is a really, really cool thing. Number 17, when creating content for, number 18, run a promotion on a partner's website or email newsletter. And I have done that, and it works great. That targets a new but appropriate audience to collect email addresses from a fresh source. So if you are in a business that you can leverage a relationship of another business that would not be, you know, competitive with yours, but for instance, I would like to have people that have list of insurance agents, because I'm not going to try to recruit them over into my agency. If I've got another IMO out there, FMO out there, I say, hey, I just want to be able to give them some training on how to generate leads for their insurance business. Can I email them? And for everyone that opts in, I'm going to give you X amount, or work out some sort of business opportunity there. And they will just put a little link in the, I don't write it, they put a little link in their email newsletter that's going out and say, hey, for great information on how to generate leads for your insurance business, click here and download this free webinar from Terry Wilson 3. He's an approved vendor of ours or whatever. And so I've got a little affiliate relationship set up with them. So what's happening? They're coming over to get that email webinar training. They have to opt in. So be thinking in strategic ways like that you can use some of your relationships in other businesses. Cause I'm telling you, I've done that and have grown some of my email lists very large simply by offering that. And it gives them value because it's giving them content to put in their email that they're sending out. So I'll be right back after this break. Hey, this is Terry. Just give a little pause for the calls here and thank our sponsors. You've heard me say it many times. Earners are learners, leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow the next level. And the way you do that is surrounding yourself with great content. And we give you really good content, free content from some of your favorite authors and writers such as Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, John Maxwell, you name it, they're over at terrywilson3.com/training. We have free audiobooks from Audibles. I've got training that I have done myself, and we have some training that's going to cost you as well, but we've got a lot of free stuff over there. So go to terrywilson3.com/training and get you some great resources to take your business, your money, your life to the next level.
Yes, Terry, this is Debbie Smart calling. I wanted to thank you for all your help since I became a franchise with your system. I have made 2 sales in a little over a week, and I've got like 2 to 3 people pending right now. So it's very, very exciting. I've never sold anything in my life. I work with people, but never sold anything in my life. You have spent so much time helping me, been so patient with me. It's unbelievable. Thank you very, very much.
You're listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Peter Baker. So number 19 was, hosting or co-hosting a marketing offer, you know, with a partner. So that's very, very smart, strategic ways of building your list. Going on number 20, collect email addresses at offline events. So if you're already in a business and you go to trade shows and things like that, make sure you're collecting everybody you talk to. They're a walking opt-in opportunity. Okay. So make sure you're getting that and getting them on your list. Number 20. And listen, I've got people on my email list that have been there for golly, 15 years now. Back when I was in the music business, going out to Anaheim to the National Association of Music Merchants, the NAMM show. And believe it or not, they're now clients of mine because I've been dripping on them. Every time I've changed industries, done things, they've either bought insurance from me or now they are a client of mine and I do consulting work for them to help them grow their new business they're in. Maybe they're not in music anymore. So it just pays to have everybody you talk to. You keep their information on file. You keep them on a list. Number 21, host your own offline event. I do a lot of seminars. I do a lot of talks, and everybody there, I always give them an opportunity while I'm sitting there talking to them. I'll say, hey, everybody here in the audience, if you'd like a free audiobook from me, go to terrywilson3.com right now, and there'll be a pop-up come up and say it'll let you download a free audiobook and a free ebook. And so that's getting them to opt in. Number 22, encourage prospects in a traditional marketing campaign like direct mail to opt in and receive email communications. When you call in to terrywilson3.com at 800-673-1728, you're actually going to be directed in some instances back to the website. And when you get there, you have to opt in to send out email and correspondence. So I'm always driving traffic to a means to opt in so I can connect with them on an ongoing basis. Okay. Number 23, host an online webinar, which I'm a huge proponent of that. Got great training. If you'd like to learn how you can earn a ton of money with a webinar and hosting your own webinars online, go to terrywilson3.com/store and check out that training I've got on how to earn a lot of money with webinars. Number 24, leverage paid search ads. Okay. I spend $100 or more a day just on paid search ads. And when they come to my site to see one thing or the other, there's always something popping up there to get them to opt in. And number 25, the last one, is add a QR code to your print media. If you don't have QR codes on your cards, on your stationery, and on the things you're doing, shame on you. Put it on there so they can opt in. Hey, Monday night, April 18th at 9 p.m., got a webinar going to show you all kinds of things that are going to help you grow, take your business to the next level. Next time. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.